Okay, so I want us to get started, folks. I'm going to ask someone to take notes until Mary gets here to act as the secretary. I'm going to ask a person with a laptop to perform that, and I'll give the opportunity to people sitting here with a laptop to volunteer. Bonnie? Okay. What? Oh. All right, so Bonnie is going to act as secretary. Until the secretary arrives. I thank everybody who got here on time, and I chastise everybody who was late. We have an extremely full agenda. Mike Martin told me that he would be coming in a little late because he's finalizing or streamlining his comments for the National Finance Committee report at 10:30. So welcome to the April 2008 session of the Pacifica National Board. I'm happy to see all of you here bright and early, and I'm sure that you're here to attend to the business at hand, which is the business of Pacifica making great radio across the country. I'd like to begin with a roll call, and Yeah. And Bonnie will do the roll call.
Grace Heron?
Here.
Nia Bediako?
Present.
Evelyn Bethune?
Present.
Carolyn Burton?
Present.
A.C. Bird? Lisa Davis?
Can I just see her?
Yeah.
She's in there.
Lisa's here.
Sherry. Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Bob Lederer?
Here.
Mike Martin, Afia Wangaza.
I think I saw Afia inside.
I saw her.
Okay.
Okay. Margaret Prescott
here.
Sarv Rendawa here. George Reeder
here.
Rob Robinson
here.
Thomas Ruffin. Wendy Schrell. I'm here. Lori Taguma. Jack Van Aken.
Present.
Joe Wanzala.
Present.
He's here. Yo Shamanaka.
Here.
And Lonnie is here, and Nicole is here, and Dan is here, and that should be it.
Okay. I would like to appoint Bonnie Simmons as the timekeeper, and I only ask that you give us the heads up when we're approaching time so that the body can decide whether or not it wants to entertain a motion to continue to extend time or not. I am now going to ask for approval of the agenda. You all have the agenda before you for...
So moved.
George.
The item would be to consider a special order that the delegates elected at the April 23rd meeting at BAI be seated at the first telephone conference subsequent to that time, and I would suggest putting it at before committee reports on Sunday.
Would you like to... Has that been seconded? Does that require a second?
I think so.
Okay. Has it been seconded?
I second. Sure.
Okay.
Oh, I second. I'm sorry.
Would you like to motivate that briefly?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's obvious. We don't even know if we're going to have a meeting in the summer. We don't. We want people representing the active board back at BAI. The people who were elected by the membership back there, and they should be seated as soon as possible, and that's as soon as possible.
Rob, did you want to speak against the...
No, I have a question. Excuse me. Will it be necessary for the LSB to meet again and conduct the election again?
I think they do have a scheduled meeting on the 23rd.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
But then they're going to have the election again, so it's not...
At the meeting on the 23rd, when they recess as LSD members and reconvene in the same meeting as delegates.
So those delegates that are elected at that meeting will be seated, whether they're the same or others, is, remains to be seen.
Yeah. Right.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm just
thank
to
you.
Be clear.
Carolyn?
Yes. Again, the same confusion that started this, I would like to amend this to make it a meeting of the delegates on April 23rd and make sure that, that the election can, if there's going to be another election, that it occurs on that date and not later.
Okay, I just want to share the experience of KPFA. Usually at our regular LSB meetings, we just adjourn as an LSB and reconvene as delegates. If I'm not mistaken, Joe, Bonnie, and Sarb, that's our experience in our station.
We're
arguing the merits of the issue.
May I have the wording, please, George, of what your motion is?
The motion would be that
please use the mic.
Delegates elected.
Can you use
the
mic, please?
Delegates elected at the delegates meeting scheduled for April 23rd at a BAI be seated at the first meeting, the first teleconference meeting subsequent to that event.
You know, excuse me, I just want to go back. I'm making a mistake. We're talking about the motion as opposed to amending the agenda. So the only thing really before us now is that we amend the agenda to include that topic before committee reports on Sunday. Does anybody have an objection to that?
Can I just say something?
Are you objecting to that? That's the only thing I'm asking for. If you're objecting to that being put
it
there.
It depends on the answer to what I'm about to
okay,
say.
What?
Could we agree to this motion right now without objection? And then we don't even have to put it on the agenda.
Yes. George, would that be acceptable to you if this body now decides on that motion?
Yes.
Okay. It would be acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa?
I just wanted to just say one thing, may I?
Yeah. Well, the motion just passed. Is there any objection to the motion passing?
No. I don't have any objection, but I did just want to make a statement about it. I don't have any objection, but I did just want to make a statement about it because it's so obvious and according to the bylaws that they would be seated immediately. So I didn't really quite understand why we needed to have the motion.
Okay.
I was a little offended
right.
by it, but that's all right. But if they was going to be seated, that's obvious.
Is there any other where right now what's on the table is approval of the agenda? Grace?
I believe that Thomas Ruffin requested an executive session about... Matters relating to Washington, D.C. I don't see that on the agenda. Is that going to be on the agenda? It's not going to be on the agenda? Well, in that case...
we have, you know what, we have a personnel committee this afternoon. If Thomas wants to raise the issue at that time, he can do so.
Okay, I'll close.
And that's
and open.
An executive session.
Can I also request at that time an update about the
you can request
lawsuits
it
lawsuits at that time.
We have a whole legal session coming up on Sunday.
Oh, on Sunday?
On tonight.
Okay, and let's see, where is that on the agenda?
Well, right now we have our legal session on Sunday morning.
Legal report. Okay. All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Any other comments on the agenda, Bob?
I want to move that we authorize the chair to integrate public comment into the discussion of any significant motions. And I can, if there's a second, I can motivate and explain it.
Okay.
Can I motivate?
You may.
Okay. This is a procedure that the PNB used, I think, all of last year, and it's also been used for 3 years at the LSB, and it works very well. And the concept is that people who attend these meetings have valuable contributions to make, either information or opinions that may actually change the board's decisions before they vote. So rather than segmenting them off into a formal public comment period and forcing them to be silent and missing their contributions the entire rest of the meeting, the chair can exercise discretion on a major motion that there may be something of value to contribute and ask for people who want to speak from the public and call on them before the board votes. And obviously, if that gets to be, if there are a huge number of people wanting to speak, the chair has to exercise some discretion and do it in a fair way. If there's a heated controversy, perhaps she could ask for one pro and one con. But it's really enriched our work to have the benefit of those people, especially when you have people who come from out of town. It's really, I think, important that they have more than just the chance when there's those the 2 minutes that may or may not be relevant to something that comes up later.
Does anybody want to speak against it, or shall I? Yes, Doc.
We have a very long agenda and a very short time period. We are always struggling to try to get to the end of our agenda, and I've been on the PNB a couple of years now. I don't remember us doing that. As a part of normal business, Bob, and maybe I missed it. But I speak against it because we are very time constrained. And if there is an item that requires, you know, someone to speak from the public, then the chair can make the decision as to whether or not that needs to occur. But to just put that into the business and say we are mandated to do that, I will not support that.
Bonnie,
call a question.
Any objection to calling the question? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, before we waste time on a roll call vote, raise your hands,
can
please.
Can I restate it so
yes,
people know
I'm
what
sorry.
They're voting on?
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's to authorize the chair to integrate public comment into discussion of major motions at her discretion.
Okay, thank you, Bob. All those in favor of that motion, please raise your hands.
Four opposed.
Okay. Any other comments on the agenda? Joe, sorry.
I wanted to suggest, it was not my idea, it's actually something that Dave Adelson sent an email out and suggested, that the elected directors who were not seated yesterday be allowed to participate in the executive session provided they signed a confidentiality agreement.
Joe has moved or asked?
Broached.
Joe is making a brooch. That
right.
Those delegates not seated yesterday be allowed to participate or be allowed to attend the executive sessions calendared on the agenda under the condition that they sign confidentiality agreements.
Should be ruled out.
I'll second that.
No, not the participant.
Okay. Let's approve the agenda, and then you can bring that up again when we go into executive session, right?
Okay.
Any other comments on the agenda? And if anybody has any, let us strangle you. Okay. So, all those in favor of approving the agenda?
I wanted to
what are we doing?
Are we taking a vote?
We're taking a vote, please.
Yeah.
I'm responding to the question of whether or not
we're voting on approving the agenda now.
So the agenda for today or
yeah.
the whole weekend?
For today, I think it's the whole weekend, because we go through this.
Right. Point of information, then.
All right. Afia was next, and then Margaret.
I was responding to the question as to whether or not there were any other.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about the mics. People are listening on the stream, even though we don't really need it in this room.
people can't hear
it. It makes it
listening
easier.
On the street. Yeah. And this is what makes it public. And that's why we're asking you to please use the mics. And we are a radio.
My apologies.
Everybody's on the radio.
There was at.
We heard that.
At a previous meeting, the question of moving the anti-racism training report to today, in fact, to this morning.
It was voted down on the coordinating committee, and it was not passed to put it on today. It was put on Sunday.
Okay, that was my concern.
There it is, Sunday morning. Okay, Margaret.
Yes, I wanted to, and in the tradition of past PNB meetings, those of us that may have resolutions related to community, that those resolutions be brought on Sunday, that they be written and passed around. And I'd like to notice that I want to move a resolution in support of the Immokalee workers in Florida who have a campaign against Burger King, a national campaign that has reached a critical point.
Okay, so we will add resolutions to Sunday morning, or Sunday?
It's new business.
New business, okay, great. Okay, Bob.
Yeah, I want to move that the anti-racism training report be put in public session. Am I understanding correctly?
It is in public session.
Okay, it wasn't clear from the way the wording was.
It is in public session.
Then in that case, I want to move that it be flipped with the legal report so that you don't have the public invited in, then asked to leave, then come back. So in other words, we open at 9 a.m. with a legal report in executive session, then move to public session, and the first item would be the anti-racism training report.
Second.
Any objection? Okay, seeing none, we're voting on approving the agenda now. Anybody opposed to approving the agenda as amended? Seeing no objection, the agenda is approved. We have to approve the minutes. Did everyone get a copy of the minutes? We did not get a copy of the minutes. Anybody here?
Which is it?
From the last PMB meeting, from any minutes? Okay.
She sent minutes. They're probably in our email.
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. So is there any objection to the minutes that were provided electronically?
Wait a minute. We have to look at them.
I think over a week ago.
I read them. I can move to postpone until we have them.
You do have them. Nobody's read them. Well, at least we didn't waste paper on them.
Were they good?
They were fabulous.
They
seemed to be fine.
Yeah, they were good. Can I just clarify? Are we talking about the New Jersey meeting? Are we talking about the last teleconference?
The last teleconference. And the New Jersey ones we also received.
Right. Exactly.
We received the Jersey ones and the ones from the teleconference.
Okay. Just on that point, it was my understanding that there was still some work to do on the New Jersey minutes. Does anyone know where we are on that? Where's our secretary?
Bob reported on it, so maybe he can update.
But wasn't there a lot missing?
Well, yeah, I think Mary pointed out that there are a few gaps, and so, you know, she and I are kind of in conversation to decide exactly what the gaps are, and then we'll get that information from the person who was the secretary.
Okay.
So that should happen very soon.
Subject to anybody's, yes. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Any objection?
Subject to anybody's what?
Anybody's correction.
And that's standard.
Dr. Bethune moved to approve the minutes subject to any correction by a member.
Which minutes?
The Newark. And the teleconference on the phone on March 20th? Yeah.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
It usually is, that's applicable to all minutes. Once we approve them, they can be at any time the board chooses they can go revise the minutes.
Thank you.
I don't know why.
Okay. All right. So I would like to get into the...
Move the agenda.
Move the agenda. We're 20 minutes late.